Here for the Lowe's early Black Friday deals? You're right on time for some of our biggest savings. We're talking up to 50% off select major appliances, plus up to an extra 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Holiday lights going up soon? Select ladders are up to 50% off right now. Get Black Friday prices without the Black Friday crowds. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 11/19. Selection varies by location. Select locations only. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details. At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Welcome. If you're here, you want to get straight to the point, figure out what's really going on beneath the surface.
And today we're diving into something pretty unusual from Springfield, back in 1919. It involves, well, something that wasn't on any map.
Exactly. We're looking at neighbor reports, eyewitness accounts, and interestingly, some body camera footage from a delivery driver.
Mm-hmm. It's a strange mix of sources.
Our mission really is to piece together what might have happened. Especially when official records seem to completely contradict what people apparently saw and what technology recorded, like auditing a glitch in reality.
Okay, so let's start where it began, the neighbors. In this fairly typical Springfield suburb.
Right. What did they start noticing?
They reported seeing a house, a gray wooden house right at the end of a dead-end street. Nothing too unusual about the house itself, maybe.
But the location was the issue.
Precisely. Because according to all city record surveys, tax documents, everything, that lot was empty. Supposed to be vacant land.
No house listed. At all.
None. Zero record of it ever being built or existing there officially.
But people were seeing it. Multiple people.
Yes, that's the key. Several neighbors reported similar things. Seeing lights go on and off inside.
Okay.
Windows opening, closing. They even mentioned seeing a sort of a pale figure sometimes, just glimpsed on the porch.
A figure. But did anyone ever see someone, you know, coming or going? Like residents?
That's the other strange detail. No. Despite these signs, these flickers of activity, no one ever reported actually seeing anyone enter or leave the building. It was just there.
Huh. Isolated. Okay, so you have these consistent neighbor reports, but then it gets even stranger with this delivery driver.
Right. This is where our other piece of evidence, the body cam footage, comes in. We're still in 1919. This driver works for a company trying out these new body cameras. Safety protocol, apparently.
Pretty early tech that time.
Very early. And he gets dispatched to deliver a package to this specific address, the one that officially isn't supposed to exist.
And the tech angle gets even more interesting here, doesn't it?
Yeah.
With the GPS.
It really does, because his GPS unit, now remember, this is very early radio navigation, basic stuff. It actually locked onto the coordinates for that address.
So the tech found it, even though the city map said nothing here.
Exactly. A machine acknowledged its location. That's a data point that's hard to ignore in this, let's call it audit.
Okay, so the driver arrives, sees the gray house the neighbors described. What happens?
He goes to deliver the package, rings the bell. And the footage shows the door just swinging open by itself.
No one there.
No one visible. The door just opens inward.
Wow. Okay. And the camera keeps rolling.
It does. For exactly 6 minutes. That's the length of the recording we have from inside, or starting from that point. 6 minutes.
And what does it show? What does it capture?
Well, first you hear the driver's breathing. It gets noticeably heavier, kind of strained as he steps inside.
Understandable, I guess.
Then the audio picks up whispers. Very faint. You can't make out words, but they're definitely there, underlying the breathing.
Whispers. Okay. That's unnerving. Anything visual inside?
Yes. The camera catches movement. A shadow moving down what looks like a hallway.
Just a shadow.
Just a shadow. Moving silently. No figure attached, just movement in the dim light. Sort of aligns with that pale figure the neighbors mentioned, maybe?
Maybe. It's all very fragmented. Then what? Does he say anything?
He does. Right near the end, at 5 minutes and 43 seconds into the 6 minute clip, he whispers something.
What does he say?
He says, "This isn't a house. It's a hollow shell."
A hollow shell? What does that even mean?
It's chilling, isn't it? Suggests the inside didn't match the outside, like it was just a facade or something fundamentally empty or wrong about it.
And that's near the very end.
Just seconds before the end. The footage cuts out abruptly. The camera hits the floor. It doesn't seem like he dropped it intentionally. It just stops. Falls.
And the driver? What happened to him after the camera went dark?
He was never seen again. Vanished. No trace found, despite presumably searches.
So the driver disappears from inside a house.
Officially didn't exist. When authorities presumably looked into it based on the incident, the records remained unchanged. The address wasn't real. The lot was vacant.
It's like the house, the driver, the whole event just blinked out of existence, leaving only these conflicting reports and this piece of footage.
Which leaves us trying to make sense of it. You've got these competing explanations forming.
Right. One way to look at it is, what, mass delusion?
Sort of. You could argue the neighbors experienced some kind of shared misperception, a localized hysteria, maybe, leading them all to see this house.
A collective hallucination.
Yep.
Okay. But the body cam,
yeah.
The GPS lock, that's not hallucination, that's data.
Exactly. That's where the purely psychological explanation starts to feel insufficient. How does technology corroborate a hallucination?
So what's the alternative, if it wasn't just in their heads?
The alternative interpretation is, well, stranger. It suggests that maybe there are things, structures, phenomena, whatever, that exist outside our normal framework.
Like between the cracks.
Yeah.
Between zones.
Something like that. Existing in a way that our official systems, our maps, our records, simply don't account for or recognize. Unacknowledged reality.
And the GPS locking on.
Uh-huh.
That fits this idea.
It could. Technology potentially detecting something real, even if it's not officially real, according to human record keeping. It registered something at those coordinates.
It really makes you think about that GPS signal locking onto empty space, according to the map. What does that tell you about the maps themselves?
And those other details stick with you, too. The flickering lights the neighbors consistently saw, the whispers on the tape.
Yeah, those aren't easy to just brush aside as imagination. They feel tangible somehow.
Right.
Recorded, witnessed.
So you're left with this stark conflict. You have eyewitness accounts lining up. You have technological data points, the GPS, the camera footage.
All pointing to this structure, this event.
But the official narrative, the documented reality, insists none of it happened. The place didn't exist.
Which brings us to a pretty unsettling final thought.
Yeah. What if our maps, the records we trust, only show us what we're supposed to see? Or maybe what we're allowed to see?
Makes you wonder what else might be out there, just off the edge of the official page, completely unseen and unaccounted for.
At the UPS store, we know being a small business owner means holiday time is still go time. Still get those orders shipped time. And still re-up on stamps and supplies time. That's why this upcoming holiday, while others close up shop, we'll be open. And happy to help you keep being unstoppable. Come into your local store today. Most locations are independently owned. Product, services, pricing, and hours of operation may vary. See center for details. The UPS store. Be unstoppable.